We wanted to look back because it's our first chance to talk to our Lakeshore congressman since the 4th of July parade that people were talking about around the country. That was in Granville. So, Congressman Bill Huizenga, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So this parade attracted some bigwigs, not unlike yourself and the governor, and lo and behold, the vice president shows up. So how does something like that happen?
Carefully and quietly. They had been contacting us just, you know, with some ideas, and we had suggested this parade. The Granville Parade's a great parade anyway. Any normal year, it's a big one. It's, you know, fairly straightforward, but really a good one. And they were very interested, started some local contacts. That leaked out, and they went dark. They gave us no information. And so we honestly, we didn't know whether for sure they were going to come or not come. And so it wasn't until very, very late that they actually confirmed it and released sort of what he was going to be doing. So it was fairly quick in and out, but he was visiting his brother who has a place in northern Indiana, and decided they wanted to hit somewhere close. And I think, again, it just underscores the importance of Michigan here.
And, you know, usually politics can be a little divisive, especially when you look at social media. But boy, the positive remarks about getting somebody, a sitting vice president, to a parade here in West Michigan really does speak to the community. And obviously levels of safety had to come up. That was not an issue there as well. A lot of great pictures and a lot of great comments.
Yeah, it was a good day. And I think anytime we can highlight Michigan and specifically West Michigan, that's a good thing. And I was able to talk personally with the vice president about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and Asian carp and what's been happening there. And we talked a little bit about some of our work on the Financial Services Committee. And it was brief, but it really was, I think, a heartfelt visit here. They understand, and this isn't just politically, you know, they understand the importance of Michigan economically. And clearly, Governor Snyder and former Governor Pence and now Vice President Pence have a very close personal relationship. They worked very closely together when they were governors, advocating for the Great Lakes and the Midwest region here. And that's a good thing for Michigan as well.
You know, it's kind of like golfing with a client. I was going to ask you, because now you've got the vice president. He's a pretty captive audience for the length of the parade, which is a pretty lengthy parade to begin with. Interesting to know how those comments were received. I mean, obviously the budgets, you got to cut somewhere, but you've been leading this bipartisan initiative to talk more specifically about the Great Lakes. And boy, we'd sure like to see a happy resolution there.
Yeah, we would. And look, he gets it. He's a Great Lakes governor. He understands the unique elements of the Great Lakes. But he's also a good fiscal conservative like myself, and know that with $20 trillion in debt, we've got to make some tough decisions. How do we go about that and make sure that it's smart, effective government, not just a government that's spending taxpayer dollars disrespectfully? So that's the case that we have to go make. And I think it's always a good thing when we've got a receptive audience to that message.
And as Congress gets back to work after the time off, I have to ask you one question about something Senator John McCain said, thinking that this repeal and replace bill that's out of the Senate, he says, looks to him like it's dead, but maybe not completely. He said, I've been wrong before. He thought he was going to be the next president. So what are your feelings moving into this week?
Washington, D.C. is the land of Lazarus. Every time something gets pronounced dead, it comes back again. And that's why I think people have to be very careful about declaring things dead or arrival. Look, at the end of the day, had the House not moved a health care bill, the Senate, in all likelihood, just would not even have dealt with it. They wouldn't have been able to be forced to get to that point. So we need to have them do their work. We need to have them come up with a response. We'll get it back in the House and take a look at it when they do that. But I think it's too important to the country to just walk. We can't just walk away from this. It is the Obamacare system is failing as it is structured, and we have to deal with it. And some people believe that means we should just go to a single payer system, while Canada and Europe. I think that's a huge mistake. I think that that is going to put us into a faster, steeper decline when it comes to our health care and our economy. And we've got to come up with a better way. So we'll keep doing that.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizenga, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.